What's up? What's with it?
It's hot off the wire.
With Brittany.
It's Brittany. Here's your hot off the wire. Rick Ross is suing pop group LMFAO for taking his lyrics "Every Day I'm Hustling" and making "Every Day I'm Shuffling" in their party rock anthem. They say it's just part of the business. Comedian Leslie Jones was attacked by Ebony.com for her skit on SNL when she said she'd be a good slave. Well, she defends it, saying that black people are too effing sensitive. Not so sensitive is comedian Paul Mooney. He was at a taping of the Arsenio Hall show and allegedly called an audience member a bald-headed N. Wondering if that will air. It's great to be Usher. A video released on TMZ shows him driving and being stopped by a cop with his lights on. But then we see them go to a nearby bar and take pictures. Usher never received a citation. Probably wouldn't go down like that for the average black man. Anyway, a man is suing BET for $5 million, claiming he stepped on a screw at the 2012 Hip Hop Awards and fell and hurt his shoulder. Yeah, sure, whatever. Yesterday was Chris Brown's birthday, and some blogs are reporting that he proposed to his girlfriend, Karrueche. I guess that was over the jail phone. In Ratchet Reality News, a video was surfaced from a few years ago. A Real Housewife of Atlanta star, Portia Williams, at a church saying that gays and lesbians need to be saved by Christians. I wonder if she still feels that way. Wendy Williams, she says NeNe Leakes should be fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta and replaced by Marlo. Last night was the premiere of Ratchet Reality Show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and Nico told Mimi their sex tape got leaked when his luggage was stolen. My full Ratchet Reality review of that episode is at therustparmorningshow.com. In eye candy news, rapper Iggy Azalea Instagrammed a picture of her and singer Rita Ora in their panties. Also, May is Black Music Month. To celebrate, Ebony Magazine had four different covers featuring Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West. Speaking of Riri, she's making a full transition to Roc Nation. They already manage her, but she is still signed to Def Jam. On TV tonight, the season premiere of BET's Comic View should be hilarious. I'm Britton Esha, hot off the wire. Tweet me what I missed at @TooPrettyBritty and @RussParShow.